The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Rithm. Commerce faces rising costs, unpredictable consumers, and the rapid rise of AI. But a new Rithm survey shows the bigger risk isn't tariffs or inflation, it's internal drag. Slow processes and messy data are holding brands and retailers back. See how they're tackling it and why speed and agility will be the real edge in 2026. Download it at rithm.com/ready. That's RITHUM.com/ready. It's November 26, 2025, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, Walmart holiday plan shows there will be blood. UPS gains margin, plans strong peak, but remains mired in uncertainty. Amazon all in on agentic reports great earnings. And Shopify merchants live and ChatGPT instant checkout. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains 5 items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, Walmart's holiday plan shows there will be blood. Walmart, not satisfied with only one Black Friday event, is now holding up to 3. And with it, it raises the question to me, is Walmart executing Amazon's strategy better than Amazon itself? And by that I mean, your margin is their opportunity. And while the world is speaking about Amazon layoffs, it's actually better to speak about what Walmart is doing. Here's what they planned. A clever Dr. Seuss-inspired campaign called Who Knewville, which draws attention to the fact that Walmart has a lot of brands most people don't even realize. They have 3 new deals events. 2 weeks prior to Black Friday itself, and then Cyber Monday, which is an online exclusive event. You see, unlike a lot of retailers, Walmart is used to operating at low margins. And with the growth in profit dollars due to digital services revenue, Walmart is actually in a much better position to drink your milkshake. More deals than ever, more selection than ever, with some of the best execution in the industry means one thing to me. Walmart is in a position to clean up this holiday. While the industry has historically focused a huge amount of attention to Amazon being the everything store, Walmart is coming on strong, growing at least double Amazon, and may have even sharper pricing this holiday. One thing is clear, if you're not prepared to operate at Walmart's low margins and high execution, you may be left in the dust as a retailer. Amazon can compete, but who else can? Not Target, not Kohl's, not Macy's. Costco is the only other name that comes to mind, but it doesn't have the same wide assortment that Walmart does. Our second story. UPS gains margin, plans strong peak, but remains mired in uncertainty. The only thing you need to know about what UPS thinks about global trade at the moment is that they're still not providing earnings guidance. CEO Carol Tomei must feel like she's been in wind-down mode for most of her UPS career. It's what happens when your largest customer, Amazon, continues to wind down its volume and the biggest labor contract increases your costs within a few years of you starting. 3 quarters into a 6-quarter Amazon drawdown in volume. So, what's next? You do what you can. Better, not bigger, is the mantra for UPS across the board since Carol arrived. Fewer parcels. Average daily volume is down 12%, higher margins. Fewer facilities, the company has closed 93 this year, but with higher throughput. They recently decided fewer humans too and got rid of about 30,000 employees. The company's trade lanes are changing. The China to US lane dropped 34% year over year due to de minimis, but China to the rest of the world increased 20%. They doubled capacity between India and Europe. UPS operating margin stands at 8.8%. And as far as a notable commentary on UPS, they expect customer attrition to continue to accelerate and expect that SMBs will be notably impacted more in this space due to tough credit markets and cash flow. They were asked about the Amazon glide down, and Tomei clarified that the attrition rate is not where they thought it would be and that it had accelerated. Amazon's total volume decline in the third quarter was 21.2% compared to 13% for the first half of the year. UPS is planning to take about $3.5 billion in cost out of the system. And UPS led on that their top 100 customers are 80% of their peak surge during holiday. But peak volumes overall this year will decline due to Amazon's glide down. Still, early forecasts from non-Amazon customers of UPS plan for a surge in peak volume. All told, I think UPS is caught on a roller coaster at the moment where each action in global trade affects shippers, which in turn affects UPS. The Amazon glide down is also a huge backdrop, as is the rise in healthcare as a larger component of UPS logistics. If you're a regular listener of the Watson Weekly, you'll love our free newsletter as well. Get insider access to events, reports, and other exclusive content by signing up for our email newsletter at rmwcommerce.com/newsletter. A few clicks is all it takes. And our next story. Amazon all in on agentic, reports great earnings. First things first, Amazon reveals that it will cooperate with third-party agents at some point, and it's already negotiating terms. And I read this as OpenAI. So, the last domino has essentially already fallen. From a layoff point of view, Amazon revealed that it's always has been about culture. In other words, there are 14,000 cultural misfits at Amazon. So, it's day two, or is it three or four? I can't remember. I lost count of what day it is, because it's certainly not day one. And we fired some people. Got it. That AI thing was all kind of a big media head fake. I would say the biggest part of Amazon's earnings call was the agentic news. A few tidbits. Rufus, Amazon's chatbot on its PDP and in its app, has generated $10 billion in incremental annualized sales. I would love to see the attribution model for this. Rufus monthly users are up 140% year over year, and interactions are up 210% year over year. Rufus customers are 60% more likely to complete a purchase. This stat is wild. And Amazon believes agentic will expand the amount of shopping done online, and that will ultimately be great for Amazon since we have our traditional value prop of wide selection, great value, and quick delivery. Amazon has thrown shade on a lot of existing agentic experiences as they are not really personalized, there's no shopping history, and the delivery estimates are often wrong. The company is also having conversations with and expect over time to partner with third-party agents. This is a direct quote from Andy Jassy, Amazon CEO. Boom. That is really, in my mind, the mic drop announcement almost from the entire earnings call. To Andy, the current period reminds him in some ways of the beginning of search engines many years ago being sources of discovery for commerce, and you have to figure out ways to work together. And if you know what you want to buy, there are few experiences that are better than coming to Amazon. Ultimately, Amazon does believe that AI and agentic commerce are going to change the experience online, where you're narrowing what you want when you don't know. That part is going to get better online than even if it as it is in physical environments. And so Amazon actually feels that agentic will be the best at research and narrowing choices for customers. From a financial point of view, the company reported $180.2 billion in worldwide revenue, which is a 12% increase year over year, excluding currency exchange costs. And also, excluding layoffs and a settlement for, you know, by the way, deceptive behavior from the FTC for Prime signups, worldwide operating income would have been $21.7 billion or $1.2 billion above the high end of Amazon's guidance. In the North America segment, third quarter revenue was $106.3 billion, an increase of 11% year over year. On the marketplace point of view, worldwide third-party seller unit mix was 62%, up 200 basis points from Q3 of last year. And there's 14% more selection since last quarter from brands like North Face and others. On the supply chain front, the company is on track to deliver the fastest speeds ever for Prime members in 2025. And in AWS, which also consumed a big part of the earnings call, Project Rainier has over 500,000 Trainium 2 chips, and it's on track for 1 million by the end of the year. I think Elon has about 200K right now, and Anthropic seems to be the biggest customer for this. The company is also throwing shade on faster-growing competitors that have a much smaller base of revenue. And it ultimately does seem that AI has re-accelerated AWS growth to 20.2%. On the grocery and essential front, which doesn't always get a mention in Amazon's earnings call, Everyday essentials are growing 2 times the rest of the business. Hello, wouldn't this match Walmart's growth? And their company is really pushing into perishables into a unified cart with the same-day facilities. And they've expanded that to up to 1,000 cities around the United States and will be in 2,300 cities by the end of the year. Finally, the company claims it's a top 3 grocer even if you don't consider Whole Foods in the equation. So, Amazon, it's coming from your grocery milkshake, Walmart. Best look out. And our last story. OpenAI Instant Checkout adds Shopify merchants. As we were just going to press, we noticed news out of OpenAI that the Shopify partnership is now live on OpenAI. Now, this means that you can go to brands like Skims, Glossier, and others. Soon, Estee Lauder, which was also a big announcement this week from Shopify, you know, when they end up going live, all this will be in OpenAI Instant Checkout on ChatGPT. Now, at the time this went to print, my prompts weren't actually showing the results, but others were seeing them. So I get the feeling that they're still in the middle of a rollout. So this is really day one of agentic commerce that's powered by an LLM. So it'll be exciting to see how this evolves over time. It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have 5 items on the menu today. First, Canada Goose draws take private bids and Bain weighs an exit. Luxury apparel brand Canada Goose, valued at $1.35 billion, has received multiple bids for a take private acquisition with its controlling shareholder, Bain Capital, considering an exit. Second, Pacific Avenue Capital Partners to acquire LKQ's Pick Your Part unit for $410 million. Private equity fund Pacific Avenue Capital Partners has acquired LKQ's self-service segment, Pick Your Part, for an enterprise value of $410 million. LKQ will use proceeds of the sale for debt repayment. Third, Klarna goes public in the United States. Swedish fintech company Klarna filed and went public in early September, raises $1.37 billion. The company now trades on the New York Stock Exchange with a market cap of about $14 billion. Fourth, Qlik Labs acquires Evermile to power AI-driven retail operations for SMEs. Qlik Labs, a SaaS provider specializing in logistics and hyperlocal commerce, announced that it's acquired Evermile, a retail automation platform, for an undisclosed amount. The acquisition enables Qlik Labs to offer services for small and medium-sized retailers. And finally, ID.me raises $340 million in Series E funding to combat AI-driven fraud and expand secure digital identity. Digital identity platform ID.me announced it's raised $340 million in Series E funding, which will be used to expand access to secure digital identity and stop AI-driven fraud. Did you know that RMW Commerce has another podcast? Check out the Watson Weekend for an unfiltered and lively e-commerce chat each week with me, Rick Watson, my co-host, Jess Lisewski, and an array of interesting guests and topics, all focused on e-commerce. You can find The Watson Weekend by searching for it on iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube. That's all for this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. To hear new episodes of the show every Monday morning, subscribe now at rmwcommerce.com/watsonweekly and wherever you get your podcasts.